Well, blessings to you each and every one on this celebration of Ascension, the miracle of Jesus being transported out of this broken world and into the hands of our loving Creator and God. I wish you all God's peace and blessings on this Memorial Day weekend as we remember those who have fallen in war, and especially on this Memorial Day weekend, may we also remember those who have fallen because of illness, disease, or the poverty that has taken them also as a result of this condition, being more prone to COVID-19 as well. A lot to memorialize, but especially, of course, remembering our veterans who gave their lives in service. Let us begin with a word of opening prayer before we have our readings today. Gracious and loving God, may your Holy Spirit come upon us this day. Bless us and keep us. Help us to know that you are with us always. On this day, as we remember those who have gone before us, especially those in service to our country, we pray that you will bless us and keep the families who have lost loved ones in the past and loved ones recently. May we continue to pray for peace as we live our own lives. May we pray that one day all of the soldiers will come home and that we will live in a place of peace and shared humanity with our brothers and sisters in Christ throughout the globe. Until that day comes, give us peace within our own souls. May we have no fear or doubt. And of course, give us strength for the moment in which we are living now and the moments to come. And may your light shine upon us, Lord, as we come together in worship, as we celebrate your ascension, as we remember that you fulfilled that promise that faithful day when you left your disciples once and for all, at least in physical form. It was a day of celebration, for all that you had foretold had come true, and therefore death itself was no more, for victory has been won over the grave. And we give thanks for that, dear Lord. And may your peace now rest upon the souls of those gathered in worship this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, our first reading for this day comes to us from Ephesians. And we're going to be doing Ephesians 1, 15 through 23, if you'd like to follow along. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is hope. It is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power? God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Here ends the reading, the word of God for the people of God. Well, the gospel narrative, as we celebrate Ascension Sunday, is Luke, the 24th chapter, beginning at the 44th verse. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are the witnesses of these things, and see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them, and he was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple, blessing God. Here ends the reading of the gospel this morning. The living Christ is in this place.